sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Monday, September 22nd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Well, one of the things that's kind of interesting, a story that came to my attention here over the weekend. The United States has seen a significant drop in Canadian visitors this year. And Michigan is no exception to the national trend. Each month so far this year, 2025, the United States has seen less Canadian inbound traffic than the previous year, according to Statistics Canada. Last month, automobile traffic was 34% lower than it was in the same month, August 2024, last year. Local businesses in Metro Detroit are experiencing the absence of Canadian visitors, said Brett McWeavy, Senior Director of Communications at Visit Detroit. We can confirm that tourism from Canada to Southeast Michigan is down so far this year, 2025, and has had a challenging impact on our local businesses and attractions. McWeavy said, maintaining a positive relationship with Canada and welcoming Canadians to the United States is essential for the economic well-being of the region. A survey earlier this year, or the Association of Canadian Studies, found that most Canadians now think that the United States is unsafe to visit and they no longer feel welcomed. Reasons cited included increased scrutiny of people entering the country, higher tariffs on Canadian products, and divisive rhetoric from President Donald Trump. Prime Minister Mark Carney made a statement regarding the story. America wants our land, our resources, our water, our country. And these are not idle threats, said Prime Minister Mark Carney in his election night victory speech. President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us. That will never, ever happen. Well, studies by the World Travel and Tourism Council and Tourism Economics predict that the United States will see a $25 to $29 billion loss due to lower international tourism this year. in 2024. Last year, Canadians made up one-fourth of the international visitors, according to the U.S. National Travel and Tourism Office. Michigan, of course, has four land borders crossing with Ontario. The Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor had the second greatest amount of personal vehicle traffic among all U.S.-Canadian international bridges nationally last year. The Blue Water Bridge, linking Port Huron with Port Edward, Ontario, ranked fourth, according to U.S. Bureau of Transportation Statistics. We've got some additional information in this story. We'll continue on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. This story talking about declining visitors to Michigan from Canada. According to the data that's available from January through August, shows a month-by-month decline in each bridge's traffic coming from Canada into Michigan. So far, the international bridge connecting Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, has seen a 24% decline in traffic compared to last year. The Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor is down about 15%. The Detroit-Windsor Tunnel and the Blue Water Bridge have experienced less dramatic declines, as they only report about a 2% decline, according to the Bridge and Tunnel Operations Association. Matthew Slutwinski, the chief executive officer of the Sarnia-Lambton Economic Partnership, said the decline at the Blue Water Bridge would be much higher if looking only at personal vehicle traffic rather than including commercial vehicles. A lot of truck drivers use the Blue Water Bridge instead of the Ambassador Bridge because the Ambassador Bridge doesn't allow hazmat loads. Back in the day when I was a truck driver, if I had a hazmat load and had to get into Canada, I'd have to go up to Port Huron and cross the Blue Water Bridge. Could not take hazmat over the Ambassador Bridge. Now, one of the other statements from the Sarnia-Lambton Economic Partnership's chief executive officer, Slotwinski, said, political decisions and comments threatening Canadian sovereignty by the Trump administration have dissuaded Canadians from coming into the U.S. Comments about Canada becoming the 51st state have not fallen well on the Canadian public. Certainly, people are proud of our country and hesitant to contribute economically or physically in any way to a country that is perceived as threatening our sovereignty. Tariffs being imposed, border security concerns are significant reasons. There's also been stories about individuals being harassed or ultimately facing potential unreasonable searches at the Canadian-U.S. border that they don't want to expose themselves or their families to. Given that the two countries have had centuries-long positive relationships, Trump's rhetoric has shocked many Canadians. The biggest impact he sees locally is in Port Edward, as people no longer travel to the U.S. for their daily shopping needs in Port Huron. People traditionally would have crossed the border for a case of beer, a tank of gas, or even to buy groceries at their Meijer. Right now, people aren't doing that, and that's a major contributor to the declining cross-border traffic as well as the local economies. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I'm not buying this politically biased BS where they're going to blame this on Donald Trump. I know family members. I know friends that live in Canada. They are residents of Canada. And they've told me personally that they are being taxed to death in Canada, and they can't afford to cross the border. They can't afford to come grocery shopping because they have no spendable income. Our daughter is married to a Canadian. His family have come and visited us and them downstate almost every single summer. Not this year. Said they couldn't afford it. I'm not buying any of this political BS in this story. I know a lot of people in Canada love the idea of becoming the 51st state of the United States. They are so fed up with their government. They are so fed up with all of the taxes. They are fed up with their government shutting down their First Amendment rights. Do you know that if you post something on social media that they deem is hate speech, you will be prosecuted, you will be arrested, you will be charged with hate crimes in Canada? Young people in Alberta singing the American national anthem announced over the weekend that they are opening a Turning Point USA chapter in Alberta, Canada. There's even other applications from other cities, provinces around Canada to Turning Point USA. Young people are fed up with the Canadian government. I'm not buying any of this crap that they're trying to blame Donald Trump on. They don't have any money. Well, Tom Niemczyk, executive director of the Upper Peninsula Travel and Recreation Association, said communities near the international crossings are more likely to see economic fallout from a drop in Canadian visitors than the central part of the UP. Canadian tourism to Michigan overall is undoubtedly down, but that trend isn't observable in the UP because Canadians generally don't represent a large percentage of visitors to the region in the first place. It makes sense. Toronto is a long way away. And with their gas prices and fuel prices there in Canada, people can't afford to travel at all. Niemczyk went on to say, and the UP has a lot of similarity to Ontario as far as lakes, hills, and beautiful areas along the Great Lakes. A place like Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, where people go shopping, however, is a different story. Bridge traffic has decreased there for the first time since the bridge was built in 1962. And Niemczyk described that trend as being sad. It's just remarkable to think that the bridge has increased traffic every year since 1962, and now we have a downturn. It's almost unbelievable to see this trend go the other way. Well, Capital News Service correspondent Clara Linkenhall contributed to this story. Sorry, Clara. I ain't buying it. I think your Trump derangement syndrome is kicking in, as well as these people you got quotes from in this story. I know Dr. Jeff has a large clientele from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, bringing their animals over to see him. I'm just not buying it. Now, I'm not saying that some Canadians may have been offended by Donald Trump's rhetoric, but you have to understand, Donald Trump has fixed this trade deficit by charging tariffs on Canadian goods and products coming into Michigan, into the United States. And, of course, the Canadian government elected officials don't like it. Well, then I suggest you guys sit down and negotiate a better trade deal with President Trump. And recently, Trump has toned down the rhetoric regarding Canada becoming our 51st state. But it was a political tactic by the president to negotiate with the Canadian elected officials on tariffs. And it brought them to the table. And if the Canadian folks can't afford to come into Michigan to do their shopping, because I got to tell you, their taxes over there are ridiculous. Their gas prices are ridiculous. You want to come buy a case of beer, a tank of gas, buy your groceries at Meijer's? You're still going to save a ton of money. Problem is, they don't have any money. They're being taxed to death by the Canadian government. And that's why the few Canadians we've talked to actually would love to become part of the United States. Politically speaking, though, I don't think we really want Canada as a 51st state. Way too many liberals, way too many big government folks living in Quebec and other areas around the country. Sorry. You keep your sovereignty. You keep your nation. You're just going to have to deal with this president for another 3 years and 3 months or so. And then you'll have to deal with his successor. And based on those speeches I sat and watched yesterday, Charlie Kirk's celebration of life, I believe it's going to be J.D. Vance. Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, was good. Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, her speech was good. But J.D. Vance actually got not one but two standing ovations. So we'll see where this goes. We'll continue to follow this. And again, we welcome people from Canada to come into Michigan. We'd love for you to shop here and save some money. Fill up a tank of gas. And again, get a case of beer duty free. Absolutely. I just don't think they have any spendable cash. One of the other things that's kind of interesting real quick about that Charlie Kirk event, I'm going to talk about it in the last half hour. Did not realize that it was Charlie Kirk that basically pushed for President Trump to consider J.D. Vance as his running mate. Charlie Kirk actually played a role and President Trump taking a look at J.D. Vance and making the decision to pick him as his vice president. J.D. Vance campaign for Senate, Charlie Kirk was very instrumental in helping him win that election to be the Ohio U.S. Senator. Final half hour of today's show. We're going to talk about the memorial. We'll wrap it up on the other side.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading